Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So exciting.
Yes. You know, Greg, right before we went to break, I said that God's bringing down the humble. That was a mistake. Obviously, if you're humble,
you're already down. Right.
But what he's going to do is bring down the prideful, in particular, those who had a voice in sports but didn't speak up for God. I mean, God's going to just deal with that.
We've been watching. It's been crazy because, you know, it's the National Football League, and it's like people take, you know, in a good way, pride in the fact that our country and what God's done for our country. And we'll be talking about that in just a moment, as a matter of fact, about how, you know, the flag does mean, it's not the flag itself, but what it represents, you know. And it's not the cross itself, but what the cross represents.
Right.
And God is the one that's empowered this country to exist. But we're watching people use our nation, literally kneel on our nation and what our nation represents and on the flag, just to be able to push something that may be a legitimate thing. That's not what you do. You don't choke your country out to be able to do that.
And the cost to have the nation, the price that has been paid and is still being paid every day.
Now watch what God's going to do now. Because that was done, God is going to begin to deal with the NFL, and God's going to begin to deal with sports. Take a look.
Tell me about, you talk about the judgment in sports and other areas.
Part of this cleansing is going to touch, as the prophets mentioned before, different areas of society in America. And I saw in the sport industry, in the different categories, that God was going to humble the proud, especially those that claim themselves to be believers and they have forgotten the God that prospered them. And the Lord told me many of them were going to be humbled to a place that they will lose everything so they can gain back their walk with Jesus. And also God is going to raise up those with a voice to proclaim the message of the gospel in the name of Jesus with no shame, in spite of the possibility of losing financial. So there's going to be a shakeup to humble them and to realize that it was God the one that made them great, not the NFL, the NBA, or anybody else.
There we go. Listen, this is so important. We saw these things happening. We saw our president going, listen, let's don't hurt this particular franchise, what it means. It represents the country, the military, these different things. And there's a lot of wonderful Christian athletes in all different fields, including football. And I think about quite a few of them. But they're almost, we're getting pulled into this big wave. And now God's going to deal with that. And John Paul Jackson talked about that, you know, what happened to the stadiums. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking like it'll never be again what it was, is what they're talking about. But it's okay. He says he's doing that. He's going to take away all the money because he wants to remind you it's you that he loves. It's you that he cares about. And you'll remember it was about you. It wasn't about wealth and that type of thing. It's just a handful of folks that are playing these sports that are getting paid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, why most Americans are getting, you know, so much an hour.
That's right.
But understand this. I want you to let us know in the comment area below or email us, communicate with us. We want to hear what your thoughts are on that. We don't want to be critical. We don't want to point people out, that type of thing. But, you know, this is encouraging. We want to encourage these players, you know, understand that that God has a plan and that it might not have been that, but it's this. And many of them know that already.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.